Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Finance Minister Bill English appeared before the Finance and Expenditure Committee on Wednesday to deliver his budget policy statement and outlined where the economy was headed.
So under Treasury Central forecast, GDP growth peaks at 3.8% in the year to March 2014 and average annual GDP growth of around 3% over the next 4 years, with unemployment expected to ease. The savings rate is expected to remain positive.
Mr English then told the committee of the government's budgetary intentions.
The budget policy statement reflects our intention to return to surplus. In fact, our budget priorities over the parliamentary term will be about sticking to that plan.
The finance minister said there were three major influences on the government's balance books.
One is just the tax take, and of course that's pretty much related to the economic cycle. Because there's lower inflation, there's a smaller nominal economy. When there's a smaller nominal economy, the tax take drops. Then there's the expenditure track. Now, that's actually the bit over which we have the most control. And then the third influence on the track, because the government is an insurer of last resort and an owner of businesses, it faces all the commercial risks that anyone does in that position. So it's going to be quite a challenge because of the increased volatility that the government has to deal with.
Finance Minister Bill English delivering his budget policy statement to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. Elsewhere on Wednesday, the Māori Affairs Committee held the annual financial review of the Māori Broadcasting Funding Agency, Te Mangai Pahu, and heard from its chairman, Piri Searcia.
Overall, in 2010-11, Te Mangai Pahu allocated $53.2 million in television and radio funding, ran 6 contestable funding rounds and managed 210 contracts. Financial results for 2010-11 show the total expenditure is less than budget and less than last year.
Te Mangai Pahu Chairman Piri Searcia speaking to the Māori Affairs Committee on Wednesday. The following day, a bill which grants more rights to the victims of crime and their families was the subject of submissions to the Justice and Electoral Committee. One submission came from Ron Bishop, who said victims had a right for their reputations to be defended, and spoke of his own experience having been compelled to stand up in court to defend the honour of his murdered son.
That's how hot under the collar I was. He was made out to be a criminal too. He didn't have a criminal conviction, unlike two of the defence lawyers that had criminal convictions. Yet, that's what they were saying about our son. He had no protection whatsoever.
Mr Bishop called for safeguards to protect the reputation of victims.
All homicide victims should have the right to a court-appointed legal advocate to represent them throughout not only the trial of their killers or killers, but all legal appearances leading up to it.
Another submission came from Joanne Todd, who backed the bill, but said the law failed to support the families of murder victims whose killers are found not guilty by reason of insanity.
With a verdict outcome is not guilty by reason of insanity, victims and their families are subsequently stripped of their rights that are afforded to victims of crime where mental health is not a factor. My personal experience is that the not guilty by insanity verdict removes a level of culpability from the perpetrator of the crime, in this case, the murderer of my brother. The not guilty by reason of insanity verdict thereby minimises a horrific crime and subsequently discriminates further against victims and their families by removing their status for victims' rights.
Labour MP Leanne Dalzell agreed with Ms Todd's concern and suggested New Zealand could adopt overseas practices.
In other countries, they find people guilty of the act but not culpable because they weren't capable of forming the intention or legal culpability. And I think you've raised something again that certainly bothered me for a very, very long time.
It's very hard as a victim to know that a crime has almost been legitimised or has been... It's like it hasn't occurred because he's been found not guilty by reason...
Not guilty means it hasn't occurred, but it has.
It has, exactly.
Yeah, so, it's, I think you've given us a real challenge.
Labour MP Leanne Dalzell speaking in response to Joanne Todd, who appeared before the Justice and Electoral Committee to make a submission on the Victims of Crime Amendment Bill on Thursday. Next week, there are 16 Select Committee meetings scheduled. Among them, the Health Committee will meet at the Holiday Inn in Auckland on Monday to hear submissions on the Natural Health Products Bill. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.